Forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, more clouds than sun. Daytime highs approaching 84. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 62. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high of 85. Partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier with summer officially here across the state of Kansas. The Sunflower Summer Program have officially kicked off as of Friday last week across many different locations in the state. As WIBW reports, that the educational program helps promote learning and family engagement during the summer period at different museums, zoos, historic landmarks, outdoor locations, and other attractions by giving free access to students. According to the program, Kansas residents that have students that are enrolled in pre-K through 12th grade across the state are eligible to access one free ticket per child to more than 100 different Kansas attractions. They say students also enrolled in the 18 to 21 transition programs are eligible for free tickets via the Sunflower Summer Program. According to state officials, all you have to do is just download the Sunflower Summer app for free, either on the Google Play on Android or on the Apple App Store, create an account, and follow the prompts. For more information, you can also go to the website at sunflowersummer.org. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Strive Bank in Wichita. Have you heard of them? Strive Bank is a Wichita community bank you can trust. Strive Bank, STRYV, is locally owned and was started by business investors here in 1974. With a focus on business, Strive knows the ins and outs of the local market. Strive, spelled STRYV, is a full-service bank with two local locations for all your consumer and business needs. Visit STRYVbank.com. Strive Bank, locally owned, here for all your banking needs.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available, or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Residents across the state of Kansas saw a red flash across the sky overnight on Wednesday, wondering what it may have been. As according to Kansas officials, they believe it was part of the SpaceX Dragon capsule that was prepared to splash down into the Gulf of Mexico from the International Space Station. As KWCH News reports, the SpaceX capsule was carrying four different passengers from the International Space Station with ongoing missions and projects from the SpaceX company. In other news, health officials across the state of Kansas are warning individuals about potential heat stroke conditions now that the temperatures are warming up across the Mid-America region. As the latest health tips come from Brown County with the Brown County Sheriff's Office, reminding parents and guardians not to leave young children or infants in vehicles unattended, even for short amounts of time. They also want to make sure that older adults and family members that are supervising children make sure to leave them with a qualified caregiver or family member. And according to the latest national statistics, a child dies from heat stroke about every 10 days being left unattended in hot vehicles across the nation. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ending of the school year for 2023, the Hastings Public Library has officially announced their new summer reading program, saying they don't want children to lose all the knowledge that they gained from the last school year as they try to enjoy their summer break.
It's called the summer slide for a reason, so that is why it's so important in all facets, not just in learning reading. It could be math, it could be science. It's all of the educational components.
That was Samantha Rundahl, the programming and collections supervisor for the library on KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say this year's theme is the All Together Now, as the library tries to bring everybody together as a community, saying, quote, community, being part of a family, the importance of taking care of yourself and diversity is a big part of remembering things that make us the same and forgetting what makes us different. And they say as children read books, they can rack up certain amount of points for the summer reading program and earn great prizes. The program officially starts it this week.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roller Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or ToppersPlusKS.com.
Make your truck work for you!
When you're a military veteran caregiver, you start younger and care longer. You manage situations other family caregivers don't deal with. That's why AARP provides a military caregiver guide. It contains critical information that caregivers of military veterans need. This free resource is available along with a lot more. No wonder nearly 6 million veterans and military families are AARP members. AARP, on a mission to support veterans and military families. Visit AARP.org/veterans today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Big Blue River Day celebration kicks off Friday evening and continuing Saturday in downtown Marysville. KNDY will air the soundtrack Friday 6 until 9 p.m. for the Friday night cruise on Broadway. Tune FM 95.5, AM 1570, FM 94.1, or online at KNDYradio.com for 50s, 60s, and 70s favorites. Entries are open for the Cornhole Tournament and Beer Mile, both Friday evening at 7:30. Turtle Races are back with a VIP tent for sponsors from 6 until 9. Kids Q competition kicks off Friday as 31 teams begin barbecue competition, including 6 local entries. Wrapping up Friday night will be Country and Red Dirt with the Damien Gunn Band. A free concert begins at 9. The 31st Annual Auto Fest highlights Saturday activities with registration 8 to noon and the show from noon to 3:30. $20 per car entry includes drawings for door prizes and cash giveaways with trophies for category winners. Cars will be included in a parade downtown Saturday at 4:30. Also Saturday, Kids Zone games and such operate from 10 to 4, and the Taste of Barbecue and People's Choice competition is back this year from 2 until 4. A limited number of advance tickets will be sold from the Beer Bin downtown Friday evening. A model railroad exhibit will operate at the historic Union Pacific Depot Saturday 10 to 4 and Sunday noon to 4. And the depot will debut the stencil work, which local artist April Spicer is recreating in the original dining and lunchroom areas of the historic depot. Footloose Dance Recital is Friday and Saturday nights at the Marysville High School Auditorium at 7. And Saturday night at 9, the Mikey Needleman Band plays a variety from the early 2000s in a free concert. Liz Warren talks more about the weekend plans and the Big Blue Barbecue as a guest on our public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. The National Orphan Train Complex in Concordia is hosting a 20th celebration of the Orphan Train Riders. The three-day event this weekend will feature guest speakers, statue unveilings, a documentary showing, and a 20th birthday party. The event centered at the Orphan Train Museum and Complex in Concordia. For information, contact Kaylee Carson at 785-243-4471. Kansas Corporation Commission has scheduled 3 public hearings in July to give Evergy customers an opportunity to learn more about the company's recent rate increase request and to make comments before the commission. They're scheduled at Topeka, Overland Park, and Wichita. Catch our news blocks and our public affairs programs on your time, anytime, at our website, KNDYradio.com, and on our Facebook page.
Ronald L. Ron Little, age 80, of Centralia, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the Centralia Community Church East, burial in the Centralia Cemetery. Visitation Thursday. Family will see friends from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca in charge of arrangements for Ron Little. James D. Jim Mayer, age 71, of Lincoln, formerly of Washington, passed away May 24th. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Mayer. Scott A. Thorngate, age 54, of Marysville, passed away Saturday.
Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Scott Thorngate. Brian D. Polar Polson, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Brian Polar Polson. June Myers, age 93, of Manhattan, formerly of Marysville, passed away May 24th. Services pending with Kinsley's in charge for June Myers.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you are looking for a new career opportunity, the Marshall County Sheriff's Department is accepting applications for jail staff. Applicants must be 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or equivalent, no felony or domestic violence charges, and pass a drug and background check, along with an entry-level exam. Starting at $20 per hour plus benefits, including paid vacation, sick hours, retirement, and health packages, applicants must be expected to book, search, transport, and assist in the care of inmates along with other duties. Jail staff shifts are 12 hours, 4 days on and 4 days off, allowing for more flexibility in your schedule. Applications can be picked up at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 107 South 13th Street, Marysville, or online at marshallcoks.org. Contact Sheriff Tim Ackerman for further questions or to apply for this jailer position with the Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A chance for some scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. More showers possible overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers become more likely on Friday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. And showers will continue throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. Rain showers will continue throughout the weekend. Rain showers are likely on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. And more rain likely throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Easterly winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 20. A slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Easterly winds still around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 20. And showers stop early Sunday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying sunny throughout Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s and clear throughout Monday night. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 82. Record high on this date, 103. The average low, 60, and the record low, 40. Sunset this evening, 8:47. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03.
An old German proverb says, those who don't pick roses in summer won't pick them in winter either. Welcome to National Rose Month on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 1st, the 152nd day of the year. Norma Jean Mortensen was born on this day in 1926. We would come to know her as Marilyn Monroe. Today is the beginning of National Rose Month, which was first observed in 1959. It's not too late to plant roses for the season. If you live in a cooler climate, you can plant them throughout the summer months as long as you keep them watered. You've got quite the selection to choose from. Roses come in over 150 varieties in the Northern Hemisphere. So make your way to your local garden center today to stop and smell and pick up some roses. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history at almanac.com.
Are you mechanically inclined and like working with your hands? Do you enjoy seeing a finished product come to fruition that started out as a raw piece of steel? Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, and fabrication. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, an excellent benefits package that includes comprehensive health insurance, life insurance, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online at landall.com. Or contact them at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The NCAA baseball tournament regions are set. All 64 teams will be playing postseason baseball coming up this weekend. However, Kansas State University is not one of them. Numerous outlets had the Wildcats safely in the projected field of 64, but K-State was left out when the regions were announced last week. Pete Hughes, head baseball coach for K-State, did make a statement. He said the Division I baseball committee and the system failed K-State, our program, and our seniors. It was obvious that the committee overemphasized the RPI, a flawed metric. It has been a rare couple days off for the Kansas City Royals after splitting a two-game series with the Cardinals. The Royals got both yesterday and today off. They will start a weekend series starting tomorrow. The Royals will take on the Rockies at Kauffman Stadium. Jordan Lyles is set to get the start for the Royals. The Royals are currently in last place in the AL Central at a 17-39 record. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first, Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
If you want to hear Kansas State men's basketball coach Jerome Tang speak, you'll have to make your way to Wichita on June 29th. The K-State head basketball coach will be the featured speaker at the Wichita Sports Commission's annual banquet. That will be at the Drury Plaza Hotel in downtown Wichita. The banquet has been hosted by the Sports Commission since 1998. And it honors all local high school, college, and professional athletes for their accomplishments. It's been over a week since the Denver Nuggets have played basketball, but they will do it tonight, this time in the NBA Finals. Miami and the Nuggets get underway. Tip-off is at 7:30. You can watch that on ABC. Denver is an 8.5-point favorite in the game. If you head to a baseball game, especially a Major League Baseball game, always keep your head up. A man is suing the Los Angeles Angels nearly a year and a half after he was hit in the face and eye by a souvenir ball. One of the outfielders made the catch for the third out, then tossed the ball in the stands and hit the man in the face. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion baseball team fell in both games of a doubleheader versus Seneca on Wednesday. Marysville fell 10-3 and 6-1 and will play in the Wilbur, Nebraska tournament this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wrapping up our state track meet recap this week, the Valley Heights Mustangs finished with a strong number of competitors at the state meet this year. For the boys, senior Caden Parker finished his career with a 12th place finish in the 800. Juniors Tyrell Wagner finished 13th in shot put, while Kaysen Bigham finished 14th in discus. Sophomore Jaden DeWalt brought home 10th in pole vault, while also tying for 12th at state golf meet this year. The boys' 4x8 team was able to place 12th, while the girls' 4x8 team picked up a 4th place finish. Junior Brooke Porter finished 9th in girls' long jump, while sophomore Tessa Miller finished 13th in javelin. The Marysville boys' track team finished their season off strong with the team 3rd place finish last Saturday at the state track meet in Wichita. Junior Silas Miller finished his day with 3 individual trips to the podium, finishing 4th in the open 800, 3rd in the 1 mile, and 2nd in the 2 mile. In their last meet of their careers, the seniors for the Bulldogs had an impressive showing as well. Sander Zutterman placed 4th in the 110 hurdles, Peyton Smith finished 8th in shot put, Rhett Williams finished 8th in triple jump, while Rook Williams brought home a 2nd place finish in high jump. The boys' 4x8 team also brought home a 6th place finish. Led by senior Bryn O'Neill, the girls had a good day as well. O'Neill was able to place 5th in the girls' open 400, while she brought home a 2nd place medal in the open 800. In field events, junior Shea Kramer finished 9th in pole vault, freshman Casey Rush finished 9th in triple jump and brought home a 3rd place finish in high jump, while junior Haley Ingalls finished 13th in high jump as well. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Patrick Booty in Marysville is your local agent with Marshall County, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agriculture and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 785-353-2313 today. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh-as-new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
Cilantro is a favorite ingredient in guacamole, tacos, rice dishes, and of course salsa. But as summer temperatures climb, the cilantro quickly goes to seed. Reduce the frustration by adding a bit of papalo, also known as summer cilantro, to your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Though not related to cilantro, papalo has a similar but stronger flavor and aroma as the popular herb. You may need to start your own plants from seeds if none of the garden centers in your area sell plants. Start seeds indoors or directly in the garden once the danger of frost has passed and the soil is warm. Grow the plants in fold-apart sun and well-drained soil. These herbs can grow 4 feet tall and 2 to 3 feet wide, so give them some room. Harvest the leaves and use as needed to flavor fish dishes, tacos, salsa, and guacamole. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The need for maximum security prisons is an unfortunate reality of life. On the other end of the spectrum is the jail in Gardner, Illinois. Its residents here were far from hardened criminals, yet the small place served its purpose well and continues to attract folks yet today. We go there as well on this edition of the American Countryside.
Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned.
Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
John Weiss says it's a most unique jail.
To my knowledge, the 1906 two-cell jail is the only one in existence anywhere.
The small but historic structure still stands in Gardner, Illinois.
They held, I guess we'd call them prisoners, but really was for vagrants and hobos. There really wasn't any big-name desperados that were ever in there.
But the jail had an important purpose back in the 30s.
What they didn't like during the Depression time, there was a lot of people hopping on the trains to go through town. They didn't want them wandering around at night. So the constable, he would round up any vagrants or tramps in town and lock them in. It isn't very big. I mean, I'm going to have to say 20 by 20. One time I was told there were 27 locked in there at night.
As the years passed, the purpose of the building changed, and the old jail was almost forgotten.
They were using it as a storage facility, the maintenance department. So one day my wife and I went up to the mayor, and he says, well, you got that old jail in there. And he says, that's a tourist attraction. He says, it is? He says, well, yeah, people would like to see that. They would. And most people in town didn't even know they had it either.
So John and the townspeople worked to bring the place back to life.
Once we talked to them and they realized that they had something that folks would like to see, then the maintenance people took everything out that they were using in storage, and other people in town got together and restored it.
The little jail is today a piece of history, much like stepping back into time with Andy Griffiths Mayberry to a time when small towns once took care of their not-so-dangerous criminals. Traveling the countryside. In Gardner, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.
People love to garden, but weeding is the most hated garden chore. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Stay tuned for tips on how to spend less time weeding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Days I enjoy weeding the garden because it's a great stress reliever, but they'll cause me more stress if I let them get away from me. Fortunately, there are ways to get the upper hand on these pesky plants without spending all day pulling them out. Carmen Larson is a communications associate with the Nebraska Statewide Arboretum. She says weeds will take advantage of any bare spots and fill them up quickly, so don't offer the opportunity.
One thing that we're really recommending and all of us are doing in our own yards is just spacing plants a lot closer together, using a lot more ground cover type plants, even plants that aren't necessarily ground covers, but if they fill the soil and outcompete weeds, that just really helps. Mulch is good. I would say filling in with plants you want is even better.
Spending 15 minutes out there every day can save you from the drudgery of weeding marathons. Take a morning or evening walk around your garden and notice the pleasant things. Flowers that are blooming, veggies ready to pick. And then look down.
Take a dandelion digger with you, and while you're admiring that, just lean over and pull out whatever is in the way. So it just makes it a lot more enjoyable if you're just naturally paying attention to what's going on and beautiful right then. Just go ahead and weed at the same time. And you don't have to spend a lot of effort. That can be done someday when you have an hour or two.
Pull weeds when the soil is moist to get as much of the roots as possible. If they've taken over to the point of frustration, solarize the area with clear plastic in hot weather. You can also smother the weeds with cardboard or newspapers and a layer of leaves or grass clippings. Learn more about saving time on weeding chores at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
I can't wait to spend more time outdoors this summer. In fact, one of my favorite hobbies is gardening, which actually has some parallels to a financial strategy. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. For beginners, planting a garden may seem pretty straightforward. You find seeds, you bury the seeds, and then you wait. But cultivating a beautiful garden requires patience, careful intention, and learning and adjusting along the way, just like a financial strategy. Fortunately, God has given you the tools you need to plant a financial garden. It comes down to being a good steward of what you've been given. Your financial resources are like seeds. Experience is your fertilizer, and other factors like time and patience go hand in hand with making the most of all you've been given. Just like you carefully plan your garden, it's important to plan your financial strategy and consult a professional to mitigate risks. With a thoughtful approach, you can achieve your financial goals and live a life of purpose.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Blazing trails for agricultural scientific discovery. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
As the chief scientist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture and also undersecretary for research, education, and economics, Shavonda Jacobs-Young sees her role as staying out of the way of the work of her staff.
There is opportunity to take more risk in agriculture. Some of the transformations that we've seen, technologies that initially people thought were impossible to achieve. And as a leader, I want to make sure I remove all the barriers to ensure that our scientists have room to operate, room to fail, and potentially be extremely successful.
Jacobs-Young says scientific discoveries need both advocacy and adoption in order to work.
All the innovation in the world won't work if we don't use it. And so how do we increase adoption? We need social scientists. We need communicators, because how do people make the decisions they make? You know, what do farmers and producers and foresters actually need to see to be convinced that this is a risk worth taking?
Jacobs-Young also says new technologies rely on past experience.
If we talk about artificial intelligence and we talk about machine learning, those tools are useless if we don't have the decades of data, the centuries of data. If we don't have that data, those tools don't work.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Like brand new, the Norris Motor Company has a 2023 Buick Envision Essence. They have a 2018 Buick Enclave Essence. For sporty spring runarounds, they have a 2010 Chevy Camaro and a 2008 Buick Enclave. It's priced under $6,000. At the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Thursday, June the 1st. The U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled against the EPA in a case involving the Clear Water Act, the Waters of the U.S. rule, and the agency's broad interpretation and strict enforcement of protecting wetlands. C.J. Miller joins us now with reaction from one of the nation's top ag leaders, on the court's decision.
The clarification is a godsend. Nothing less, nothing more. It's a godsend.
And that's Ted McKinney, CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. He applauds the Supreme Court's ruling that the EPA was inconsistent with its protection of wetlands.
This was a major case for all of U.S. agriculture, and particularly for our farmers, landowners, and those who believe that there is some value in how states look at this. Many, many tried to get this averted, to try to have EPA not take this back up. But here we are, and for the Supreme Court to clarify, particularly the nexus rule, is powerful. It's so significant for all farmers and ranchers and people in agriculture.
McKinney says the court's ruling proves that producing food and protecting our nation's waterways are two tandem efforts, not two competing interests.
We've got to be producing food, fiber, fuel, and so many other things. And when you have this kind of competition, the likelihood that lawyers galore, we're going to be making a new industry out of identifying what is and what is not eligible for production is significant.
Now McKinney adds that he and others will be working with the EPA to provide feedback to rewrite WOTUS regulations.
I do not revel that the EPA got it wrong. They did, and now the work is not done. They have to go rewrite, albeit with a more narrow interpretation.
And that's your Ag News.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
It starts with you. You reach out to Ag News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
If you haven't already, now is the time to control woody brush in the pasture. Burning, digging them out, and herbicides are your options on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Rangeland could be taken over by woody shrub and tree species such as buckbrush, eastern red cedar, and honey locust. Some reproduce by seed, others by a horizontal creeping root system. Left to grow, they can choke out desired forages and reduce their grazing quality.
Walt Fick is a range management specialist at Kansas State University. He says there are several methods you can use either alone or in combination with each other for season-long control.
Proper grazing management's top on my list in terms of thinking. You know, if we don't overgraze or do things like that, we probably won't have these problems as much. Fire is an important thing, so prescribe burning. We can mechanically cut these off based on their physiological cycle and do some good in terms of setting them back. And then, of course, there are herbicides that we can use on all these species.
Some are easier to knock back than others, and the methods will vary depending on the species. And it's rarely a one-and-done approach. For example, if eastern red cedar trees aren't more than a few feet tall, prescribed burning works really well. However, they'll be back in a few years, and you'll have to do it again. Fix says you'll have the best results if you attack within a window of opportunity.
Timing is important in all these, and unfortunately, they aren't all susceptible at exactly the same time. Normally, you know, they need to be fully leafed out. Bud stage, as these plants start to flower, that's a good time to treat them with a herbicide.
Goats are another option. They'll eat just about anything and will mow down the brushy stands pretty well if they're confined to the area. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about controlling pasture brush at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. All right, here's what we're looking at right now. July corn, 595 and a quarter. That's up 1 1/4. September corn, 524 and a half. That's up 8 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July, 801 and a quarter. And that's up 10 3/4. Kansas City wheat for September, 796 and a quarter. That's up 11. Oats for July, 341 and a quarter. That's up 2 1/4. September oats at 345 and a quarter. And that's up 3/4 currently. Looking at soybeans for July, 1329 3/4. That's up 30. August soybeans at 1244. That's up 26 and a quarter. Looking at cotton for July, 86.76 is your current price. That's up $3.28. December cotton at 81.62. That's up $2.15. Live cattle for June, 174.32 and a half. That's up $5.22. Live cattle for August, 171.95. That's up $4.27. Feeder cattle for August, 241.37 and a half. That's up $2.20. September feeder cattle right now, 244.62 and a half. That's up $2.40. Looking at crude oil for July, 70.65. That's up $2.55. Crude oil for August, 70.74. That's up $2.50. Looking at gold for June, 1977 and 60 cents. That's up $13.70. Gold for August, 1994, 60 cents. That's up $12.50. Silver for July, 23.97. That's up 38 cents. And silver for September, 24.19. That's up 38 cents. Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 182. S&P up 37. NASDAQ up 165. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're planting wheat for silage or forage this season, check out the new generation of Arnless Performance from the AgriPro brand. AP Long Jack is the highest grain-yielding Arnless variety in the AgriPro brand lineup. AP Long Jack is a medium maturity variety with good straw strength, SE and fly tolerance, and a very good overall disease tolerance package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your wheat acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
For 2022, farmers have many choices regarding seed. Stepping over the line shouldn't be one of them. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance thanks U.S. farmers for buying new professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers to ensure new seed innovations continue to show up on your farm. Without your support and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to meet your needs and continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-
Valley Vet.
Road
Rotational grazing and cross-fencing lead to more pounds of beef per acre. For a wide variety of solar-powered and plug-in fencers, Valley Vet Supply is where you'll find great pricing on Gallagher, Parmac, and TrueTest fencers. And how about those quick and easy reel tights to stretch up that rusty pasture fence? You'll find Gallagher insulators and all the accessories for that fence job at valleyvet.com. No matter where you live, you'll always get neighborly customer service and expert advice. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. At the end of April, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly signed bipartisan House Bill 2302, which will go into effect July 1. K-State Associate Director for Agriculture and Extension and Director of K-Care, Susan Metzger, reviews the House bill and how it could impact water in Kansas.
Kansas is really quite unique that our water resource challenges are diverse. So in western Kansas, we're groundwater sourced, and that groundwater source, the Ogallala High Plains Aquifer, is a limited resource. So we know that we need to conserve that resource going into the future. And in eastern Kansas, we're surface water driven, so a system of streams and reservoirs that provide the water resources for our communities and industries. And so in eastern Kansas, conservation is important, but also addressing water quality concerns.
The financial resources provided by this bill will contribute to helping Kansas not lose their water resources.
We know that if we were to do nothing, if we wouldn't have these resources available to us, that 50 years into the future, the Ogallala High Plains Aquifer in Kansas would be 70% depleted, and our reservoirs in eastern Kansas would be 40% full of sediment, impacting our storage. And so these dollars help us tackle those challenges.
Metzger breaks down the allotment of finances for the 5 years and how they will be used.
If you were to add up all the parts and pieces, it's closer to $80 million in the first year of it. It's spread out over a five-year time period, a commitment with this bill. But in the beginning, there's also $52 million that's dedicated to the retirement or payoff of debt in our federal reservoirs in northeast Kansas. And that should be important to all of the citizens in Kansas, because by paying off that debt, the citizens of Kansas have more of a say of the use of that storage for the benefit of the citizens of Kansas, especially along the Kansas River corridor. But then in future years, above that $52 million is a commitment of $35 million that comes from the state general fund. So of that $35 million, $5 million of that's dedicated to what they're calling a water technical assistance fund. And then another $12 million of that $35 million goes to the water project grant funds. And then you can, if you're counting up all the money of that $17 million, the balance then of the $35 million goes to other high priority water resource projects.
That was K-State Associate Director for Agriculture and Extension and Director of K-Care, Susan Metzger, with how House Bill 2302 will contribute to water resources in Kansas. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Lewinberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Lewinberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
KNDY. much classic country, we had to put it on two stations. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.